There's only one job I'm after. There's only one, and I will not give in. And that's to coach the Crows. Oh. He's got his hat in the ring.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Oh, so much happening in the world of football. We need a new coach at one of the big clubs. We'll get to that in just a moment. The Crows, did they drop a game they should have won at home? Poor kicking once again. We'll ask Jars about their kicking efficiency. He's hot. He's all over it. Port Adelaide take on the Cats. Port Adelaide need to beat a top side. We keep talking about this. They've got to beat a top
side. Come on, Dits.
Hey, the AFL mid-season draft has upset the SANFL. I want to ask you boys about that. Where do we start? Let's go with the Crows.
Let's start with Jars' dress attire. Have you knocked off a bank or are you just freezing cold? You got what's gloves on. You do what look, sort of soft cop wears gloves?
And a hood. And you do look like a bank robber.
Where's your motorbike?
Being from Scotland in the Highlands there, Limo, I'm cold. I'm related to William Wallace and I get cold. It's cold outside.
You look like you've got some sort of skin disease or something. You're trying to protect yourself from the elements.
He's got burns.
This is how Michael Jackson used to dress when he went outside.
Anyway.
Sorry, Jazz.
No, it's all good.
Right, now, tell us about the Crows.
Well,
performance against Collingwood, should have won.
Jar's been strong on this.
Efficiency you keep talking about.
Well, I do, and I think it's so important that a midfield group uses the football with calmness and composure and have some class in there. Now, I love Lairdy, I love Keezy, I love Schoenberg and Sloaney, but if you're not over 85%, 90% disposal efficiency, you're not going to win too many games.
How many players in the comp are over that?
I'm only talking about the Adelaide Crows, all right? I'm just telling you about that. And Mick Noonan, one of the great coaches of in my era, said, and his philosophy was, if you can't kick, you can't play. Now, that not being disrespectful.
So Keezy shouldn't get a game?
Michael Noonan was coaching, a lot of these blokes wouldn't be playing
Nathan
in the midfield.
Would Fife play for Freo?
Not at all. No, not at all.
Nathan Fife shouldn't be in the AFL?
If I had the Michael Noonan philosophy, bottom line. That is a bottom line.
Kicking efficiency.
So Nathan Fife from now on will not play AFL football.
Probably not, because he can't hit a target.
Has he won two Brownlows?
He kicked another one goal, six on the weekend.
Like McGarry.
Schoenberg running at 50% on the weekend.
Schoenberg,
apologise. I love the kid, but he's got his work on his field kicking. 50% he was running at.
Yeah, but that... Those stats are misleading.
Kicking efficiency is overrated.
No, it's not.
No, it's bullshit. There needs to be a new stat.
We don't have a skilled midfield side.
If you get it and chip it sideways, that's 100%. It's not a gain for the team. You look at Collingwood stats. I bet you're all there. Kicking efficiency's right up, but they don't score.
What's the point?
I think you need to look at score involvements from kicking or something. Ball retention after
centre,
a kick.
That's where you get score involvement. That's where your midfielder should be hitting score involvement. 45, forward to centre, inside forward 50.
Score involvement.
All we do is bomb, bomb, bomb. We're the bombers. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Keezy, bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. Lenny, bomb, 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 bomb.
Have you finished your episode?
It's a nightmare being a forward at the Adelaide Crows.
Charles had his tablets.
Nightmare.
Get his tablets, someone.
Jars, you're right. They're not kicking brilliantly. But at the end of the day, the Crows still had more scoring shots than Collingwood, and they should have won if they kicked accurately in front of goal.
Yes.
Jars, can I just add my little two cents?
Of course you can.
Because I was calling the game.
Yeah.
I just want to mention one player in particular. So Rory Sloan, I remember about four times he got the ball, head down over the footy. He's being tackled and scragged by two blokes, threw it onto his left boot and got it forward.
Yeah.
That won't be an efficient kick.
No.
But he won the ball and he got it out and he's kicked it. So all of a sudden it's near the goal square. See, I think he's doing his job. That's good play. But no, he hasn't hit anyone on the chest. So his kicking efficiency won't be good.
And what did we say last week about this?
What did you say?
You said about this, and I said the Crows are looking to get better players in the midfield.
Yeah, you did say that, yes.
And I told you, your list manager, go and find me the players that we should target. Have you done your homework?
Not at all.
Josh Kelly, that sort of player.
But we're not going to afford Josh Kelly, are we?
Why?
No.
I beg your pardon?
Why?
Well, because we don't pay overs. That's the DNA since Bob Hammond and Bill Sanders.
Kicking efficiency, though, is that a bit overrated?
Can I give you a stat on that?
You explain, Byrne.
Just think, if you go long to a 50-50, that counts as that's an efficient disposal. So if you just bang it long. So the Crows actually, that's probably above what they should be because they go long a lot to a contest. So that's a tick. And then you look at Collingwood, a team that just retains the ball. Geelong, another one that chips sideways. All their defenders, they'll be going at nearly 100%. Yeah. But are they scoring? Collingwood aren't.
So I didn't know that. If you kick to a contest 50-50, your teammate doesn't have to mark the ball.
No.
I didn't realise that.
It's not a bad kick.
No. Okay.
So some would be inflated, these percentages, but others would be deflated. They should be up a little bit higher. And that's why I don't like the stat, because it's easier to chip it sideways and get 100% efficiency.
If you go to champion data, kicking efficiency is a good guide, but it can be misleading.
Yes.
When really judging how good a ball can be used. Kick rating is the best measure to assess individuals, because it takes into account the degree of difficulty with each kick
like this
the player is trying to pull off, looking at how much pressure is on the kicker, the intent of the kick. Where a kicking efficiency doesn't do this.
Well, so what's the kick rating of some
of
these players?
All the kick ratings there. You can have a look at them afterwards. But it does show, to back up Jarz's stat, because I'm not saying he's wrong with the Crows, it says that...
what's Ben Keyes' kicking rating compared to his Ben efficiency?
Ben Keyes is in the negatives. Rory Sloane, Ben Keyes and Rory Laird are in the negatives
there
for kicking, which no one's disagreed with. But the Crows need to get some more... But
any who's in the positive that would surprise us? Can you? Is it too hard?
Well, I'll give you some of the negatives that are the names: Lachie Neal, Patrick Cripps, Sean Higgins, Paddy Dangerfield, Christian Petracca, Jack Viney, Oliver Wines, Dersma. They're all names that are in the negatives.
Does that suggest they're kicking under pressure?
It does. This is Bernie's point.
They win the ball.
When you're a midfielder and you're an inside mid, half the time you do get a kick is a hat kick, because you're in and under. What the Crows need to add is some skillful outside players to complement those players.
I was always a skillful mid myself. I was always in the positives through my career. Brew, question for you. Rory Laird, how does he go with authority? Does he take instruction well?
Yeah, I would have thought so. He's a small man, so they usually
do. I'm his former mentor.
Well, why is that, mate?
Well, because he completely ignored the advice of the chief medical officer last week when she said this.
Duck and just do not touch that ball.
He had 40 bloody possessions. That is a middle finger to the chief health officer right there. He's told her to get stuff 40 times on the weekend. That is very rude. What happened on the weekend, Roo? Were there people dressed in big hazmat suits walking in with giant tongs to collect
the women that had the oven mitts on? That was funny.
Yeah. Everyone was on edge at the ground about masks and everything on the weekend, but... anyway, they got through it. No one got the virus.
All right. But just quickly there, did you know how Port sing Never Tear Us Apart?
Yeah.
I know that the Crows are currently toying with a new song. Can't touch this.
Dart that ball.
We're going to perhaps go with this from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This from Van Halen. My personal, I think the Crows should settle on this one from the Angels.
Nice harmony, Leo.
Send that to Gleeso.
There we go. And a shout out to Collingwood as well, who, when they sang the club song post match, embraced what had been going on during the week. Good old Collingwood forever. They
know how to duck the ball. That's a great song.
Good work, Limo.
Great stuff, Limo. All right, let's talk Port Adelaide taking on the Cats. We all know, stating the obvious, Port Adelaide have to beat a good side. Can they beat Geelong? Will they beat Geelong?
They can, but you wouldn't want your last 20 on it, I don't think.
Just going Port, aren't they? This is the team they need to beat, though. This would change, I reckon, a lot of people's thoughts. But they haven't been convincing. I want to be convinced by Port, because I picked them to be in the grand final, and I want to stick with that. But
so do I, early.
But I just need them to. I need them to win this weekend.
What's
this
lacking, Byrne? I've got my views as a little supporter, but what's lacking?
They've had one good start in probably this whole season, which was last round. Their starts have been poor, but the big knock on them is their contested footy and clearance in the big games when they've played, when they've been challenged. They don't. They're the number one contested side in the comp.
But they don't get it against good swords.
But why is that?
Maybe they freeze.
Is it in big moments or big games?
Maybe they don't. I don't know.
Well, there's only, you know, we keep knocking. I don't want to knock them again. I just want I want them to win this weekend and play well and convince me again that they're a top two team, which is basically need to be to make the grand final.
Mm. Yep. The Cats have had a rubbish lead up there, haven't they? Have they been in isolation? Serious question. Yes. The players?
Yes, absolutely.
So if ever you've got a chance to get one on the Cats, it's this week because their preparations have been dodgy.
Didn't hurt Collingwood.
I did notice Paddy. They had to play the Crows though. So.
Oh, that's right.
I noticed Paddy Dangerfield tweeted this morning. He goes, "Here's me walking down Rundle Mall." And it was a scene from The Simpsons where Bart was in a bubble walking down the street.
The Victorians aren't happy at all with the restrictions that the SA government put on them.
But I think it's funny.
Huh?
Oh, I think it's funny.
That their restrictions are harder than ours.
Annoy them. Anything that can annoy them. They've been walking all over us for years,
because they've done it
Rude.
So well over there with the coronavirus. Yeah. They should be telling us what to do.
Contact tracing's been elite.
What a bloody mess. Well, but Geelong isn't even in lockdown. Geelong hasn't been in lockdown.
No.
The regional Victoria.
We've got a few schoolboys in the side. I want hard bodies in there.
So who do you want out?
Any changes coming in?
No, I named them all last week. I don't want anyone Marshall. Out. I said you can't have too many of those in the same side.
I think Marshall, I doubt whether he gets picked this week.
How many are coming back?
I don't think Marshall plays.
Well, they're not going to have many changes. They're not going to have many changes.
Who have they got to come back this week? Is there anyone back fit?
Lysett? When's he back?
Next week, another week.
Yep. I think when Lysett comes back, Marshall probably goes out. That's unless
play
he
two
has,
rucks.
Yep.
So Latham stays in.
Yeah, that Charlie experiment in the middle just every now and then.
Just that
over.
Just gets.
But you can't go with two rucks on Thursday night footy where it's going to be wet and dewy.
Why not?
You need ground soldiers. You need more run and carry.
You need a target up forward too. If they go to Dixon all the time, which they have been, it hasn't been working, Jazz. So they need someone else up there.
Yeah. I want to talk about this mid-season draft. I thought Graham Corns wrote a very good article about this on Sunday, where he said, surely AFL clubs have got enough time for the pre-season draft and the build-up to pick who you want. Oh, and his second point was, it was meant to be to help clubs out that have been decimated by injury, and that's not what they're doing.
No. Well, not the Crows.
They're picking up an extra midfielder, or they're picking up, you know, just anyone they want. And see, the other thing you've got to look at too is if you're a young boy like McEntee from Sturt, whatever, great opportunity. You're getting a chance to play AFL. You should never, ever nip that in the bud. No. But pick him pre-season. If you know he's up to it, he's good enough. Yeah. So I thought Cornsy made a couple of good points.
Yeah, look, I tend to agree with all of that too. I don't, like, it's poorest NFL clubs who... They can't go and get another ruckman or another player now that he's picked out. They're stuffed for the year. It handicaps the coach, the other players. So I can totally see the SANFL side of it. But then you can also see the positive of the player getting a game and going on to be a career player. And maybe those clubs wouldn't pick a John Noble from Collingwood at the end of the year. Maybe they'd just go with kids. I don't know. But, yeah, I do feel for the SANFL clubs.
What about one other comment I saw? A letter I saw online from a fan saying, how about the rule should be, maybe it was Cornley, but you only get the player from your own reserves or your own, you know, backup list. So Port, for example, should have taken a Cam Sutcliffe or someone like that out of your own extended squads.
Yeah. Yeah, or even just in the AFL, or in just from AFL lists, and you trade them.
Yeah.
It's a tough one because, like, the Sturt Footy Club lost two of their best players.
Yeah.
And now, well, their finals, hopes were they're not in the top five, but their hopes are dashed now. They lost their centre forward and a key midfielder.
Nord's lost their key forward.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's making, what it does, it makes a mockery of the SANFL. It makes it like a bit of a joke sort of.
Which they don't, they hate.
They hate it. So, they should
do it pre-season.
Put more pressure on the recruiters to get the list right, list management. I know you can't predict injuries and that they happen, but put the pressure on the recruiters.
Because what happens is when you have your mid-season draft, if you can go and get a ruckman in the mid-season draft, you won't pick one up at the end of the year. You won't have your second or third ruckman on your list because you don't need to carry that spot if you can go and get one in the middle of the year if you have an injury.
But let's say if it was an extreme case. Let's say, you know, our ruckman broke his leg. We need a ruckman. Okay, that's a legitimate case.
Yeah, but you should have an extra ruckman on your list anyway.
Yeah, let's say you're not. You're short.
You have three ruck injuries.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yep. So there's an extreme case. Yeah, okay, such and such a club, go and get that bloke you want. But for the sake of, let's just grab another midfielder and top up. Yeah. Well, that's wrong.
Well, that's exactly what a lot of clubs are doing.
Yeah. All right, Carlton, where are they heading this review that is about to take place? What is going to happen there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's happening at the Carlton Footy Club.
So John Barker's already walked out, one of the coaches.
Yeah.
Is this an external review?
Yeah.
People are coming in.
External. Okay. So does that mean everyone is under review?
Yeah.
Like, well, it should
CEO
be
like the way
it's football. It's football department.
Mid-year.
Then why are you getting someone external to do it?
Hmm.
What do you mean?
You've got a CEO. You've got all sorts.
Yeah, but if you get an external person, then I think the perception is that they haven't got any
preconceived ideas.
Well, what's your point, Limo?
I'd be nervous if I was the CEO.
Coming in externally
and doing a review, if I was the CEO, I'd be edgy about that.
Everyone would be a bit edgy, wouldn't
they? So David Teague needs to be watching his back, eh?
I think everyone needs to watch their back.
I think it's, yeah.
When the Adelaide Crows did their review, was that internal or external?
External.
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 Okay.
That was the one headed, headed by Jason Dunstall? But he was part of it.
Pavlich Dunstall. Were you interviewed?
Yeah. It was a full footy department.
You survived?
Yeah, do you know what?
It cost me a couple.
He said, I'll listen to your feedback. I'm not doing any of it.
I said, Jase.
Hey,
Bunghole, why don't you head back over the border?
You know why? Yeah. He just recruited all his mates to the external review.
Don't go there.
He'll build your front teeth.
I'll end up like sodas.
What happened to the fight?
All right, now before we go, Limo, did you wanted to say something about the Collingwood Footy Club? What do you got?
I've heard a couple of rumours. One is Bucks has stepped down.
Yes.
Due to his club's inability to tank properly. They couldn't even lose to the Crows last weekend.
Disgraceful.
Yeah. What about you chucking Tom Mitchell on the draft table halfway through the trade table?
Yeah, what are you doing there, bunghole?
Yeah, just trying to get a first round draft.
Just trying to get a few more. What do you finally realise? You should have done it years ago.
Shots fired back.
Here he goes.
Shots fired.
And the name I'm hearing.
Or you can bring in Wingard or someone like that.
Let him finish.
Take it up with Graham Wright. Don't take it up with me.
You'll bring Don Scott out of retirement.
The couple of names floating around, of course, people are saying Clarko, which is ridiculous for going. Coach of Williston, Andrew Jarman. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. There's a strong male that he could just jump straight from the Barossa.
Goals at the
attacking
weekend.
Brand.
From Barossa to the Holden Centre.
No. Yeah.
One big leap.
There's only one job I'm after. There's only one, and I will not give in. And that's to coach the Crows.
He's put
his hat in the ring.
That's why he went back.
He's put his hat in the ring.
From Williston
to
Adelaide.
You want to watch us play.
Oh, I haven't heard this before.
Yes.
32 goals. Exciting football.
Yes.
Must be out there.
That's why he hadn't given it away.
The opposition will kick 50, but he'll kick 31.
That's what happens when you buy a premiership. You tend to kick lots of goals.
Any more, Limo?
No, all good. I'm happy.
Will your household have an external review?
Our household has a daily internal review, and I'm on the bloody receiving end every single time.
What about your little boy walking around the house singing footies on the radio? Yeah. How good's that?
What's going on there?
How old's he now?
He goes, he's four. He's just sitting at the kitchen table one day out of nowhere. He just goes, shut up, footies on the radio.
Good to hear he's listening to Triple M.
Enjoy your week at the footy. We'll see you next week on The Bump.